I now have a question here in the fourth row. Please stand up. Yes, you. Wait for the microphone. And I guess one can add that the prospects of Croatia eventually joining the European Union will also have a major impact upon the Balkan region as such. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Is it, you can hear okay?
Yeah.
Ian Manners, Danish Institute for International Studies. High Representative Solana, unfortunately, because of the Constitution, I can't call you the Foreign Minister. And you didn't, like the United States, mention the Constitution in your talk. So my question for you really is, to what extent does the failure for me to call you the Foreign Minister present problems in the day-to-day activities, many of which you've talked about today? And I suppose the open-ended question is, were you to be the Foreign Minister, what would be the sort of opportunities, what sort of things do you think we could do as a European Union for the rest of the world? Thank you.
Okay, let me first, to simplify the question, it has only one advantage, I think, because the title is so long, what I have now, that is impossible to say, so you will end up calling me Javier. It would be much better than calling me that long thing. Now, but it's true. I was very happy with the way the Constitution in that part of foreign policy, security policy, foreign minister, etc., was developing. And I hope very much that it will come out with a yes. I have the impression that even in those countries where the no has won, as far as the Constitution as a whole is concerned, I don't think that the no has been linked to that couple of articles or three articles. So I think the majority of the people would have liked to have a more visibility of the European Union in the world. And that is what I find in all the Eurobarometers that, as you know, are produced by the European Union every month or every 2 months. In all the Eurobarometers, when you ask the EU, or the citizens of the European Union, what are the policies, etc., what counts on top in the wishes and in the, I wouldn't say happiness, but in the way that they are pleased with the way it is being done, is security and foreign policy. That means that I think that the majority of the people would like to see this evolving in that direction. Now, the fact that I am not a minister has diminished my capabilities, diminished my yes and no, not very much in any case. I think that it has created, in a certain extent, an institutional mechanism to work which is still too cumbersome, too difficult. I mean, this summer, for instance, I have been doing acting practically as if I were a minister. I mean, I have been doing all the work, but in any case, I have to consult, to get an agreement with the presidency, I have to consult and get an agreement with the commission. And this is very easy to understand for us because we have been doing that for years. But imagine for a third country. Imagine if you are a Chinese, for instance, Prime Minister of China, which we are going to see on Sunday. When we go to see the Chinese, the Prime Minister, we have to go at least three people. And these three people, two of them, one of them at least, change every 6 months. So if you were the Prime Minister of China and you have to deal with the European Union, you will be a little bit surprised that first you will receive three people. And at the same time, these three people are not always the same. It may change not every 20 years or after 4 years after the election, but it may change every 6 months. And so this is the type of thing that makes some difficulty. Hopefully, this has been understood. They know that this is going to change. And I think that my successor will be a full minister with the possibilities of coordinating all the elements that exist in the European Union, which are many instruments. Economic, political, trade, civilian, police, even military, and who will be able to control, to use all that in a coordinated fashion to get an objective. As I said in my speech, I'd like to say it more directly now, the European Union's evolution in foreign policy has been like the growing of a person. We began by talking. And we made statements all the time. a statement that we think that will change the world. As you know very well, a statement do not change the world. We grew a little bit, we became adolescents, and we began to write. And we produced numbers of declarations in written form and sent to everybody in the world. Many of them were never read. But we thought that was the manner to act, is to have our testimony, what we think about the problem. Now, we want action. We want to act. We want to be result-oriented. We want to solve the problems. And I think we can. As I said before, answering to the professor, we cannot close our eyes to what is. And whatever we do institutionally that helps do things better, it should be done. And I would be very grateful if the younger generation of Europeans understand that, because you will be asked again, parliamentarily or referendum soon, what is the most important, what is your vision about whatever it will be called, constitution or whatever, but it will be something in order to simplify the mechanism for foreign policy.
It will be something, yes. We'll be waiting to see what it will be.